Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with Bob Dylan Schneider, a great American, the author of A Time for Heroes, the president and the founder of the Dylan Schneider Group. It's a New York-based firm. Bob, your office is on the 26th, I think the 26th floor of the building, the high-rise building that straddles, that's on top of the Grand Central Station. It straddles Park Avenue. Your windows look down Manhattan, look south toward where the Twin Trade Towers stood 10 years ago today.
Today. The other day I was on 3rd Avenue. We were passed by a fire truck. My son Jeffrey said, "Dad, you seem very emotional." I said, "Jeffrey, that's because the guys on that truck are the kind of people that went into the Twin Towers 10 years ago,
yeah,
knowing they might not come out."
Yeah. Every time they strap on their boots, when they go to work, their families know they may not come back.
That's it. And,
yeah.
We need to help these people, and we need to support them.
Right. So what are your thoughts now? Here we are 10 years later, Bob. Your building actually was Plan B. If there had been a third plane in coming into New York, it would have flown into your building, wouldn't it?
We are. That's correct. We are the number one terrorist target in the United States right now. From my point of view, terrorism is with us. Some weak sisters are saying that it's going away because we got bin Laden as number two. There are cells of Al-Qaeda out there. We're going to be coming out with our trend report next week. You're going to see this in spades. It's a very serious, perilous world. People want to bring Americans down to ground level, and we can't let it happen.
Right.
We can't let them steal our birthright.
We can't be naive. We can't let our guard down. We're always going to have to be prepared. There's always going to have to be people to do the dirty work of checking behind on these folks. And thank you. You're talking about the firefighters. Think of the people, military, intelligence, law enforcement. Think of the people who have put their who've literally made their careers, their lives about protecting us. Bob, I take my hat off to them too, including President Obama.
I do as well. I'm not sure I can give Obama a high five on this one.
But Bob, he has continued much of the stuff that went on before. I mean, he's done a lot. I mean, I know that there's some things I can pick around the edges, but we have to give him credit. He has not caved on the things that were working before he came into office.
This man has taken more vacations in his time than any other president in history. He was on Martha's Vineyard during Hurricane Irene.
Yeah.
He came back at the end. We need to get rid of this guy. He's a disaster.
Let's talk about the commemoration event up. What do you think about the event that's going to happen on Sunday? How do you feel about Mayor Bloomberg's behavior and some of his actions?
I think we're all doing the right thing here in New York. I think on 9/12, the day after 9/11, I'm coming out with an email message to everybody that says, "Everything's been said, but never forget."
Yeah.
10 years from now, we need to make sure we never forget. This needs to be blazed into the psyche of Americans for a long time. Pearl Harbor. We've forgotten Pearl Harbor in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
We can't let that happen here.
So what do you think? Is that what's happening? I mean, are you familiar with the things that are going to go on Sunday? Are you happy with how things are? I'm a little disturbed that firefighters aren't going to be included. Prayer is going to be excluded. That certain religious leaders are not going to be there. I mean, is Mayor Bloomberg trying to make people mad?
I think the mayor is trying to do what he can do. It's a fractious city. There are a lot of people that want their day in the sun. What is of more concern to me, Jim, is that there are people outside of the East Coast of the United States who are starting to forget 9/11 and what it meant.
Yeah.
There are people who think that we're overdoing it here in New York.
Oh, really?
We're overdoing it.
Really?
There are a lot of people that died, absolutely.
No, I don't think that.
Well, there's some people out there that actually said, "Do you really need to do all these things?"
Wow.
And the answer is absolutely yes.
Yeah, because the next time it could be Los Angeles or Denver or Chicago.
Or Oklahoma City.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, you know what Edmund Burke says, the only way for evil men to win is for good men to do nothing. And evil is easier to leverage than good, Bob. So that means the good people have to work overtime, doesn't it?
Well, they do. And this is a very emotional topic, emotional here in New York. If you ride the escalators or the elevators here, people will look each other in the eye and say, don't forget, never forget, never let these guys get the upper hand. And that's how people feel about it.
Yeah. Well, I guess there are people, as you say, that are like that. But we can't forget this because Bob, the evil, intolerant people in the world, they're dedicated. And they're dedicated to hating us, and we're dedicated to just living our lives, and they're going to win if we let our guard down.
Jim, I just got back from Paris and from Italy, and people in those two countries and in the U.K., are deeply concerned. They've let a lot of people into those countries that are actually antithetical to the civilization in those countries.
Yeah,
we have to be very careful right now.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happens when you have a free society. That's one of the dangers of a free society is we are vulnerable to these kinds of things. Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today. Thanks for helping us commemorate the 10th anniversary of the events of 9/11, and I appreciate your leadership, sir.
It's always great to be with you. Thank you very much.
Bob Dylan Schneider, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Thank him for hanging out with us. Dylan Schneider Group.com is the website, and, of course, his books, A Time for Heroes, also Critical 14 Years of Your Professional Life, on and on, several books by Bob Dylan Schneider. I encourage you to check those out. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, my poem, the poem that I wrote after 9/11 last 10 years ago this week. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.